someone like this texter who's getting ready to plant trees, what advice ahead of time, right now, before they start, would you have for them on watering systems, types to plant? Is it a good time to plant?
It's a great time to plant trees. Just even your deciduous trees can still be planted right now. There's a lot of stone fruits out there. A lot of nurseries have their fruit trees ready to go, and we just bought a peach and an apricot, and they're still sitting in the containers at our house. We can't wait to get those in this weekend. And yeah, it's a great time. You want to prep the soil and never plant. It's just one pruning tip that I just want to really stress is don't plant your trees too deep in the soil. So it's the number one killer of newly planted trees is setting them into the soil a little bit too deep. And even that can sometimes be a little bit too deep, even in the planting container. So the planting soil that's in your pot, you want to dig down and make sure you get to the top of the roots and take some of that topsoil off, because it's that root flare where the roots emerge from the trunk tissue that needs to be right at grade. And sometimes the planting medium is pretty rough textured, and it can settle. So you want to be careful too that you allow for settling. We sometimes talk about planting trees slightly proud, that is a little bit above grade, to allow for settling. And if that top root, if that very top root that emerges from the trunk is right at the soil grade, you've got the tree off to a really good start. The worst thing you can do is drop that plant 3 or 4 inches too deep in the soil. Then soil migrates in around the trunk of the tree. It kind of falls down into the basin around the tree. And that trunk tissue that's buried is really susceptible to fungal pathogens. The soil will wick the moisture up against the trunk and cause some decline in the tree. And we see a lot of fruit trees die because of that. And the roots are too deep in the soil. They don't have the oxygen they need. They're kind of the soil that's in around the top of the root ball now is sort of caps the oxygen, which the roots need for metabolism. So you want to be sure you get that up nice and high and dry, and trees will do really well.
And watering. I'd really encourage this person to invest in some watering system. I mean, even if they have the time and they're retired and they water it by hand, well, then what happens when they move on from the property or the next homeowner is there? You're not going to keep plants alive, non-native plants alive.
And some situations demand some little bit more attention, and hand watering is not a bad thing if you've got the time and you enjoy that. I found that my best tool I have in my yard is a soaker hose. A soaker hose is a way of delivering water slowly to whatever area you want. You just hook it up to your normal hose, barely pressurize the line, and that water drips out from the soaker hose very, very slowly. And I sometimes will put it around my larger trees that I don't have enough water through my normal irrigation system, usually in the real heat of the summer and our really hot temperatures. And I'll put that soaker hose kind of, wrap it around in various areas out around the drip line of the tree. And I'll turn it on at night, 8 or 9 o'clock at night, set my alarm in the morning to be sure I remember to shut it off. And just getting a nice deep saturation overnight can get down to 2.5-3 feet of depth of saturation. And then I don't have to do that again for 3 or 4 months. So just that's a really great way to deliver some water to your plants. But hand watering is a lot of work. You know, if you forget or if you have to go away on vacation, then you've got to have someone come over and water for you. And that can be a challenge.
Well, we got through a couple of the main bullet points and notes, kind of like, sitting at church, get through your bulletin. Let's get to the main attraction, what brings us down here, the Arizona State Capitol. And I didn't know it till we started putting this broadcast together. You had a hand in planting a number of these.
Well, we did. About 10 years ago, we cooperated with the Arizona Community Tree Council, the Arizona Nursery Association, Arizona Landscape Contractors Association, and several other vendors from around the valley, including several nurseries, to plant a lot of the trees in the Wesley Boland Plaza. And I just walked over there this morning, and there's 10 large Texas live oaks that line the main sidewalk that goes across the street from the Senate building here. And it's really cool to see trees that we planted 10 years ago. They're doing well, they're thriving, and lining those walks. But one tree I'm especially proud of is a mesquite tree that's in front of the Ag Building, which is right across Washington. that I actually planted myself. I supervised and helped plant some of those others. And in fact, there's a few pistache trees along the Wesley Bolin Memorial Plaza as well that we planted that look awesome. They're just really well established now and looking beautiful. Don't have any leaves on them right now, but they're just such great shade trees. But the mesquite tree across the street, it's like 35 feet tall. And I'm so proud. I mean, I remember we planted it. It was just a little sapling. I saw it a few years back, but I hadn't seen it in the last couple of years. And, man, it's looking great. It's rewarding to be able to plant a tree. They say the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. best time to plant a tree is today, but alternatively, 20 years ago would have been nice. And so nice to see that. 20 years later, you can check it out and have a beautiful shade tree.
If you'd like to ask John a question, you can get online at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And you can text your question to 411-923.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.